Okay, hi, how's it going? Hey, it's me. I'm not standing over there. I'm sitting right here. I posted yesterday because of, you know, the whole, you know, dropping lots of bombs on Iran thing that we're doing now. And it kind of derailed my whole ass plan for the week. We're trying something new today. This is an experiment. You're here with me together in this moment to see how this goes. I'm just going to like read some of the like half-baked stuff from the draft that I had to throw away because of the aforementioned bombs. But I didn't want to just like not talk about some of the stuff because there's some like good stuff in here. Well, there's some good stuff in here. There's also some like crazy shit, but I'm just going to go through it and just give some quick thoughts off the dome. This is going to be very casual, business casual though. So wear your formal wear. So I'm going to skip over what was going to be the main story. I had so much written that was like, here is the current state of play of like everyone who's involved in this potential war / proxy war. So let's just kind of like, let's talk about anything else, because that's all I've been steeping in since it happened. Understandably, I think, but I'm gonna put my brain on something else for a bit. Here we go. A really wonderful first topic here. Medical assisted death. So over in England and Wales, they're dying. Jesus, this is how unprepared I am. So people die, and sometimes people get sick and then die. And there's an issue where your quality of life is like really, really bad while you're sick and dying. And so some people are like, hey, you know what? I'd rather just be dead. It would be considered mercy by some. It would be considered horrific by others. But I feel like it's a deeply personal choice. And I feel like I have no business in telling somebody else whether or not what they should do with that. But still, doctor-assisted suicide is a touchy issue, especially in part because doctors swear an oath to do no harm, and so, like, what happens there? But also sometimes putting them out of their misery is the right thing. It does less harm. It's a whole debate. But in England and Wales, there has finally been some movement forward where lawmakers have actually signaled support and pushed some legislation forward to allow doctor-assisted suicide for terminally ill patients specifically. It passed the House of Commons, I believe, and it's now going to go to the House of Lords. If you're not a Brit boy, you're not an Englander, you know, if you're not united under the kingdom, they've got sort of how like we like in the States, we've got two houses of Congress. We've got the House and the Senate, like a lower and a higher house in London land, right? In the Britopia, they've got a House of Commons for the rabble rousers and then a House of Lords. And my understanding is that to be a member of the House of Lords, you have to have a cane, maybe a top hat. But yeah, they're unelected. Cool. But also, like, largely expected that this is going to pass. I'm going to look up what countries already have doctor-assisted suicide as a thing. Okay, it is, according to Wikipedia, assisted suicide is legal in some countries under certain circumstances, including Austria, Belgium, Canada, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, parts of the United States, and all six states in Australia. Goes on to say the constitutional courts of Colombia, Ecuador, Estonia, and Italy have legalized assisted suicide, but their governments have not yet legislated or regulated the practice. What? Parts of the states? Whoa. Okay. Well, here's a map. Oh, good. It's legal in DC. I need to record a self-promo at some point. Hi. If you like what I do, if you want to support me, you can head to merchfrom.dev. You can get yourself some merch from Dev, or you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/endeavorance, or you can head to skh.news and sign up for the newsletter there. There's a free tier as well as two supporting tiers at $5 and $10 a month. Patreon starts at $3 a month. If money is not really in the cards right now, I would still very much appreciate it if you would share my work with other folks who you think might like it. That is the best way to help me grow. Thank you so much. Next up on my list, we've got this came across my feed last week. It was around the earlier part of the week. It has been sitting around in my back pocket as a thing that I didn't even know how to begin approaching because it broke my brain in ways, I think, because I should have expected this, and I just, Headline: the Army's newest recruits, tech executives from Meta, OpenAI, and more. High-ranking executives from major tech companies like Palantir and Meta have been literally added to the military. But they're basically just consultants, but big tech has been angling to just suck up that government contract money recently. Meta, Google, Microsoft, they're all supplying infrastructure, at least, for military exercises, like AI stuff to help you analyze the battlefield or whatever, and cloud computing for your airstrikes, I guess. They are warmongers. Like, they sell war-supporting infrastructure. That's what these companies do. So you see Google, oh yeah, the search engine, right? Yeah, they also help with bombings. Microsoft is kind of worse on that. Oracle's also very bad. And Palantir, I mean, Palantir is an actual contractor. Long story short, there's a blurring and vanishing difference between government, like military contractors, and big tech as we knew them. Meta, a social media platform, is developing AI models that they're then turning around and selling to the US military. Same with OpenAI and ChatGPT. So fun. So what does this mean? Not a ton. It's just collusion. Like, it's the usual goings-ons of money being passed around between major corporations and the military. It's that they want to be more embedded in the military so that they have better offers and options for getting contracts. That's my read on this. It sucks, it's dumb, and it shouldn't be happening. But that's the mantra of this entire country. Moving on. What do we got here? Oh, this one's fucked. This is more of a technical thing, but there was a snooping process that was discovered that a bunch of the shady apps, you know, like Facebook, Instagram, and a handful of Chinese apps as well, we're using to circumvent protections for your privacy on your own device. The attack is called Local Mess, and there's a really great write-up about it. I'll link to it below, but here is the summary paragraph. Quote, "We disclose a novel tracking method by Meta and Yandex potentially affecting billions of Android users. We have found that native Android apps, including Facebook, Instagram, and several Yandex apps, including Maps and Browser, silently listen on fixed local ports for tracking purposes." So what does that mean? Let's start with defining a few terms. Let's start with port. Port in like computing terms is, it refers to a place in which a device can do communication. Think of it like a literal port, like a cargo port, but for data instead of cargo. And so a quote local port is a port that's on your device. And what this is saying is these apps were setting up ports that were quietly being used by websites that you were visiting that would funnel data to the apps that could then associate your web traffic with your advertising ID that the apps know about you already. There's supposed to be a disconnect there. There's supposed to be a native app tracking ID, and separately, there's web stuff. There's supposed to be a gap there, but they were looking for ways to get around that so that they could better track you around the internet, leveraging features of your devices without your knowledge to gather information against the will of the platform and the spec of the design. And then they got caught and stopped doing that. So, or at least changed their strategy. According to this, they've stopped doing it as of June 3rd. Hopefully they keep not doing it. Next up, Musk is suing New York State over a social media hate speech law. New York State has a law that they're basically saying if you run a social media website, you need to disclose how you monitor hate speech. Elon Musk doesn't want to do that with Twitter, probably because they don't monitor hate speech. I've talked about this before, the whole like piecemeal states having their own laws for tech. We've seen it in Texas for the not allowing minors on social media, and also in a bunch of other states with porn bans. In California, they've got sort of like their own privacy laws that are trying to emulate some of what the EU does. But because of the way that the states are set up, they're all trying to sort of force companies to have regulation that's not federal, but for all intents and purposes, you kind of have to adhere to it if you want to function in the United States. So it's not federal, it's a state law, but it's a mess. That's what I said last time, I think. I'm pretty sure I said it's a mess. And so, yeah, there's not a lot here. I mean, tech companies are suing states all the time. But this is basically Twitter saying we don't want to have to tell you what we're doing about hate speech. Stop it. Oh, this one's fun. The girls are fighting. Don't come at me for that meme. It's a meme. I talked about this on stream last week. OpenAI and Microsoft are kind of quietly starting to beef. Microsoft wants to basically own OpenAI. They tried to be there first. They wanted to just be the ones that are like the corporate sponsor for OpenAI, and OpenAI would just forever be working with Microsoft. And OpenAI is increasingly uninterested in that, it seems, and is less interested in solely working with Microsoft and more interested in probably trying to eventually usurp Microsoft. And it's gotten to the point that OpenAI has, I believe, a contract with Microsoft, or at least an agreement where Microsoft is their cloud hosting provider for OpenAI, for like all the ChatGPT stuff. But OpenAI like doesn't want that to be the case. They want more power. They want more control over their own company, which like I can't blame them on that, except for OpenAI does suck. But it looks like they're getting ready to start saying that Microsoft is being anti-competitive, which if it gets to that point, oh boy. Because Microsoft has staked its claim on like Copilot and Copilot branding and all of that built into PCs powered by OpenAI or whatever. If OpenAI starts beefing with Microsoft, let me rephrase that. I hope OpenAI continues beefing with Microsoft. Hey, good news. Here's good news. ZeniMax is unionizing. This is gaming. We're in gaming now. Sorry. I warned you. Oh, damn. Quoting from Engadget. Members of the ZeniMax Workers United CWA union have ratified the contract agreement with parent company Microsoft. This agreement with the union representing the video game studio's quality assurance employees marks the first time that Microsoft has entered into any union contract in the US. That is significant. So ZeniMax is best known for working under Bethesda, doing, I think right now they're doing Elder Scrolls Online, and Bethesda got picked up by Microsoft. And when that happened, the QA team was like, hey, don't fuck us as a part of this. And now it seems that it worked. That's exciting. Like literal years in the making. I think this all started back in like 2022-2023. Well done. Yay, workers. Go union. I'm just going to read the headline here. This is from 404 Media. They do amazing work. Go check out 404 Media. They're excellent. Here's the headline. Martyrdom or bust. Texas man caught plotting terror attack through Roblox chats. I am kind of just, I'm sitting here, like, I'm just, it's wild. They were, there's essentially just a group that is, like, chatting in Roblox, and this dude's like, I am going to be a martyr. Like, I'm going to do a terrorist. And, like, the feds found out because someone else in Roblox overheard. And was like, hey, feds, this doesn't seem good. The dude's handle was crazy pain with a three. Like, oh my, I'm reading about, you know, remember when there was like all that shit going down with you know, investigations into Trump, and there was like person of interest one or whatever. Like they when there's legal documents, they label people as like, you know, person one, person two, party one, whatever. Roblox user one replied to the person. Roblox user one is at this point, if they don't hold the trial in Roblox, then what the fuck is the point? He was caught. He wanted to bomb some kind of music festival. I'm seeing Christian music festival, but also other groups as well. It seems like the dude was unhinged and thought that he was like a member of ISIS or something. When questioned, he was like, it was an emotional response, but then also said that he wanted to either get the hell out of the US, and if not that, then quote, martyrdom or bust. So hey, if you are playing Roblox, keep an eye out. I used to gag about how everybody should use RuneScape guild chat to coordinate the uprising. Now we're here. All right, last thing. I've kind of skipped over some of the other stuff. I want to end on a fun one. I think we could all use a bit of fun. And not only is this a fun one, it also has like the cutest pictures to go with it. Here we go. A book collector in the UK was, quote, gobsmacked. He was rearranging his collection of books, and he opened up one of them that he got at a like a charity shop, like a secondhand store a while ago. And he was flipping through it, and he found that it contained handwritten notes from his wife from 50 years ago. Timeline. They were not together 50 years ago, and his wife had a book and drew in it. His wife's mom gave that book away, like, you know, charity drive, gave it away at some point years ago in the 70s. Holy shit. This guy is then a book collector and just happens to have purchase this book at some point and then way later on happens to look into it and see that's my brother-in-law and these are my wife's writings. Oh, hey, they went on to discover two other novels on his bookshelf also featured annotations from his wife. Quote, we both sat there not quite sure how to handle it because this was just extraordinary. So this guy now says that he essentially has a quest to go find more books that his wife wrote in 50 years ago. This is the news that we need. This is what we need. And look at this guy. It's a good one to end on. Let me know how this was. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just recording stuff. Let me know if you like this. I hope you did. Obviously, I didn't talk about same things I talked about in yesterday's post. So if you want to hear about the Iran stuff, there's a whole video on that. That's yesterday. Regardless, take care. Be well. I'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.